Acts chapter 20. After the uproar ceased, Paul summoned the disciples and embraced them, and departed for Macedonia. When he had gone through that region and had greatly exhorted them, he arrived in Greece, and stayed there 3 months. When the Jews plotted against him as he was about to sail to Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. Accompanying him to Asia were Sopater of Berea, and Aristarchus and Secundus of Thessalonica, Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, Tychicus and Trophimus of Asia. These men went forward and waited for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and after 5 days we came to them at Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. On the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to leave the next day, preached to them and continued his message until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where they were assembled. A young man named Eutychus sat in the window, falling into a deep sleep as Paul spoke for a longer time. Being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third floor and was taken up dead. Paul went down and leaned over him, and embracing him said, "Do not be troubled, for he is alive." When he had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed for a long while until dawn and departed. They took the lad in alive, and were greatly comforted. We went ahead to the ship and sailed to Assos, intending to take Paul on board there. For he had arranged this, intending to go on foot. When he met us at Assos, we took him on board and went to Mytilene. The day after sailing from there we arrived off Chios. And the next day we crossed over to Samos and stayed at Trogyllium, and the following day we came to Miletus. Paul had decided to sail by Ephesus, to avoid spending time in Asia. For he was hurrying so he could be in Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. From Miletus he sent to Ephesus for the elders of the assembly. When they came to him, he said to them, "You know how I always lived among you from the first day that I came to Asia, serving the Master with all humility, and with many tears and trials which befell me through the plots of the Jews. I did not keep from declaring what was beneficial to you, and teaching you publicly and from house to house, testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance toward Elohim and of faith in our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what shall befall me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But none of these things deter me. Nor do I count my life of value to myself, so that I may joyfully finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Master Yeshua, to testify to the gospel of the grace of Elohim. Now I know that all you, among whom I went proclaiming the kingdom of Elohim, will see my face no more. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I did not keep from declaring to you the whole counsel of Elohim. Therefore take heed to yourselves, and to the entire flock, over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the assembly of Elohim which he purchased with his own blood. For I know that after my departure, dreadful wolves will enter among you, not sparing the flock. Even from among you men will arise speaking perverse things, to draw the disciples away after them. Therefore watch, remembering that for 3 years night and day I did not cease to warn everyone with tears. Now, brothers, I commend you to Elohim and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. In all things I have shown you how, working like this, you must help the weak, remembering the words of the Master Yeshua, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.' Having said these things, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept much and embraced Paul's neck and kissed him, grieving most over the words he spoke, that they were to see his face no more. Then they escorted him to the ship.